bloodshed in the Ivory Coast deepens a crisis. Haiti enters into the serious side of its election season, and an outreach to Calcutta marks exciting change. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Ivory Coast is on the brink of civil war. Incumbent Laurent Gbagbo refuses to step aside, ignoring election results, declaring Alassane Ouattara as president. HCJB Global's Kurt Cole says their partners have been caught in the erupting violence.
They are still on the air, but they actually had one of their repeaters knocked off the air during that demonstration and destroyed. We also have another partner station in the north that, as far as we know, is still on the air, but has suffered tremendously, mainly because of the power cuts. They've had to go off the air.
The fighting's creating a refugee crisis.
ABC University in the northern part of Liberia is looking at a program to begin to assist in some of these refugee camps. We're looking at the possibility of engaging there with some medical teams.
Response will be more than food and shelter. Cole says their teams will need to be ready to plant seeds of the gospel.
There will be an openness because they're displaced, they're out of their normal element, and their hearts are usually more tender.
Next, today is Mardi Gras or Shrove Tuesday, the day before Lent starts. It's a day of penitence, a time to cleanse the soul and a time of serious reflection. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart explains, morale was low, a dangerous precedent for the March 20th polls.
The Haitians felt like they had been through enough of a year that they needed a party. And so the country kind of overruled logic, and it's party time. So they're going to do their carnival time as sort of an uplifting event to get people's morale back up.
Voters will be electing a new president and new parliament. The challenges as Haiti rebuilds itself can be met with the gospel.
Changes in Haiti are going to have to take place through the hearts of the Haitian people first. And hopefully that's the era that we've entered. So we can pray that God strengthens his stand through them.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Calcutta, India is known for its poverty and constant need for aid. But David Shibley with Global Advance says pastor training is vital too.
Without capable, godly, high character men and women of God who are right there as nationals on the ground, any humanitarian outreach from the West is certainly going to be short-lived.
At a recent Frontline Shepherds Conference, over 400 church planters learned how to become those leaders.
One pastor came up to me with tears in his eyes saying this was the last stop on the train. If God didn't do something in my heart in this conference, I was going to quit the ministry. Another one came up to me so stirred, almost convulsively crying. He said, I've got to do more. I must do more to reach this nation for Christ.
These leaders won't just help in humanitarian efforts, but will bring the light of Christ to the struggling region. Help train more leaders at our website. Meanwhile, runners, take your mark, set, go. Runners nationwide are gearing up for the 2011 Bank of America Chicago Marathon. What would motivate someone to run 26 miles? Well, this year it could be Bright Hope International. Bright Hope's been selected as a contributing charity for the marathon, so each Team Bright Hope member will raise money as they run to help orphans find comfort in Christ. You can join the marathon or just give on Bright Hope's behalf at our website. And U.S. college students have helped Bible translation make headway in Kenya. After working over a semester on the project, three students from Corbin University in Oregon recently traveled to Kenya to help design databases and user interfaces. The technology will help a partner of Wycliffe Bible Translators so they can support their software and better support ministry. You can help move the word forward with Wycliffe, too. Find the details at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News has a monthly bulletin insert service available for your church. It features the top stories of the month, including pictures, information on how people in your church can get out of the pew and do something for God. Just click on the resource link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.